We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight James Hall of James Hall Worship and Praise. James, how are you?
Man, I am great. How are you today?
I am great myself.
Awesome.
James, seems like it's been a great ride for you, starting off in 1995. That's about, what, 20 years ago?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
God is in control. Is God in control, James?
You better know it. I've been trying to tell the people he's in control.
Wow.
And he's still in control.
Definitely. When you hit with a song like that, did you expect it to be as big as it was?
Let me tell you about God is in control. I'll never forget it. It's a story that comes along with it. I taught that to my friends and they came to visit my house one Sunday after church. We were all sitting around. I said, I'm going to teach y'all this song I wrote. And I taught them this song in my living room. And they laughed and fell out like, James, this song is so silly. What are you doing with this song? They said, you know, they just made a joke. They thought the song was the funniest song ever. And it was just like, don't fool up with it. They felt that it wasn't going to do anything. And I said, well, and it's shocking because usually I probably would have, like, not did the song because they said it, but then some said, I'm going to teach it anyway. And we had a big anniversary, and I sung it, and we sung that song, and I'm telling you, God came in that place like a bomb drop. And I'll never forget our first time singing that song on Bobby Jones' show is with broke us out into the industry. That's how we got our major label.
Wow. What a song. That's a classic.
Yeah, yeah. It was like everybody was doing that as a choir competition song at one time.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's like, I like the, what do you call it? Is it the harmony or what, you know, when you go, God is in control. I can't sing, so I'm going, God is in control. I'm not even going to try to sing it, Jay.
Gotcha.
Man. What an awesome song. What an awesome song. And then, James.
My humble beginning.
Hey. Then you came back with, I believe, according to James Hall, Chapter 3.
That was my third project. After that, the next project after God is in Control was King of Glory.
Oh, yeah, that's right, King of Glory. Mm-hmm.
Right, and that's what had caught up on it. And then we came to, according to James Hall, and... You know, it's just been, like you said, it's been a great ride. I have no complaint. Of course, the industry has changed drastically from those years of the beginning, but it's really been a great ride. I have no complaint. Many souls have been blessed through the music, and that's what it's all about.
James, how was it performing in Lincoln Center?
Oh, my God. You know, we were the only, and I think still now, the only choir that did a gospel recording in Lincoln Center. I think not only was I the first one, I think I'm still the only one that had did a recording there. So, I mean, it was really amazing. It was the fact that we were in Lincoln Center, then we had to deal with all the rules because that's the first time I ever performed in a union house where you couldn't touch the mics, you couldn't do anything.
Wow.
But when the curtains opened and I saw that place was packed, it was sold out. I mean, that was just like, wow, God, you really did this.
Wow. You did We Are at War, and now one of the biggest tunes is called War.
Right, that's something. That's something. I was before my time.
I see.
A lot of the stuff they say now, I said that 15 years ago.
Hey, that is the truth. That's wow. James, let's talk about, what is it, New Era?
WAP, New Era.
New Era. Okay. What can we expect?
Well, you're definitely going to get the whole James Hall flavor. You're going to get, now, first of all, let's start with the title. It's WAP, New Era.
Okay.
WAP stands for Worship and Praise.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people don't catch that in the beginning, so I'm going to make sure we got that clear.
You got me? Good. Yeah. Okay.
You got it. And like I said, you're going to definitely get the James Paul experience. You know, with our single, it's a little confusing for some people because people were shocked that we started that song out with that whole praise and worship flavor. And some people that didn't give the song a chance, and they were like, oh, man, James changed the sound. But midway into the song, you're definitely going to get the whole worship and praise James Hall gospel feel. I mean, I tried to intertwine the praise and worship and the gospel flavor together because I know that's what the industry is calling for, the whole praise and worship era. So, you know, we tried to do both, and I think I did a pretty good job.
I think so too, James.
Thank you.
Yeah, what kind of expectations are you putting on this? Because it seems like it's been a while since James Hall's been out there with a new project. So what kind of expectations are we looking for this one?
Well, you know, you're right, because my last CD, Trip Down Memory Lane, that was a CD full of the classics. It was like the throwbacks. Mm-hmm. And with that, we was doing songs that people always requested. And that CD was to introduce us back to the industry, you know? And I think that did the job it was supposed to do. Now, here we are, like, maybe like 4 or 5 years later, which is still is like a 10-year radius of us putting out new music. So I'm excited because people are going to get to hear the new music of James Hall. And we still got those famous choir tunes that y'all can do on Sunday morning, songs that have that whole anthem feel. You know, you're going to still get the jazz. You're going to still get the classical. You're going to get what you expect from James Hall and more.
Speaking of the new music, new era and everything, who is James Hall?
That's a really wide question.
Okay.
That's a very wide question. Well, I've never been asked it like that. Let me see. I'm a gospel artist.
Okay.
I'm from Brooklyn. I'm a church boy. I love all types of music. Had classical training. I don't know. I don't know what else is there to say. It's like so many things that's wrapped up into this little body right here. I love God. I love to bless his people, and I love to be a blessing.
20 years in the industry, from 1995 to now, I know there has been some highs.
Well, No.
Uh-oh.
You're right. Now, we started, Worship and Praise is 28 years old.
Oh, 28. Woo! Okay.
Yes. Worship and Praise has been singing for 28 years, but we did our first recording probably like after our sixth year.
Oh, okay. How does one stay humble like you are? Because in an industry like this, you see your highs, you see your lows, but what keeps you centered?
I love what I do.
Ah.
I love what I do. That makes it easier. If I didn't love it, man, I would have been out the industry long time ago. I would have been out the game long time ago. But I love what I do. I love the music. I love the choir scene. You know, the industry has changed down through the years so many ways, and a lot of it is in bad ways. So for me to continue, I have to love it. And then it's those moments when people testify to me how my music has blessed them that makes me want to continue, because I realize what I'm doing is not in vain.
Our guest, James Hall. James, you've been in it, as we've just said, for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like? What's a James Hall rehearsal like?
Oh, we have fun. We love to sing. We love to sing. So we come together and we sing. You know, it's serious, you know, because as I'm teaching a song, I want to make sure they get it and sing it the way I want it to be sung. But, yeah, it's serious, but, you know, we really have a good time. we have a good time when we come together. It's like a family. Worship and Praise, like I said, it's been 28 years. Of course, I don't have a lot of the members that have been with me for 28 years. A lot of people have retired and, you know, moved on. But we love what we do. I could call back my reunion choir anytime, and we would come together and sing and just have a good time. Because that's, you know, that's the family, how we so knit like a family.
With your longevity in the business, you've seen all the different changes in the business. Now we have social media.
Mm-hmm.
How do you adapt to social media now, James?
Oh, well, I don't have a problem. I mean, social media is another avenue of marketing and promoting what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can use it for the good or you can use it for the bad. I use it for the good.
All right. You know? All right. Okay.
So, I mean, I use it to promote my music, promote what I got coming up. And, you know, it's like I said, it's either you can use it for the good or the bad. I use it for the good. You know, that's how I look at it.
Well, James, let's use it for the good. Let's promote this new album. How can your friends and fans find this new album?
Well, first of all, I'm James Jazzy Hall on Instagram. I'm James Jazzy Hall on Twitter. I'm James Hall on Facebook, and I have a second page, Professor James Hall fan page. I work all my social media, so you can always hit me on there if you want to get booking information, and you will definitely see the promotion for the CD. The CD is releasing October the 30th. You don't have to wait to October 30th. You can go to iTunes right now and pre-order it and have it in your phone by midnight. And you can also go to Amazon and have it at your door by that Friday morning.
Sounds great.
Yes, sir.
It's WAP New Era.
WAP New Era.
WAP New Era, James Hall, October 30th is the date. But like James says, don't wait.
Don't wait.
Hey,
don't wait.
You can get it tomorrow, right?
That's right. You can get it now.
You can get it now, right.
Get it now. You don't have to wait tomorrow. Get it now.
Hey, for real. James, it has definitely been a pleasure. And may God continue. Hey, thank you. May God continue to bless you in all of your endeavors. Thank you for joining us on the Gospel Spotlight.
Thank you so much, man.
It's our guest, James Hall, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.